Hi, everyone. It's Illyrio. I hope you're doing well. I wanted to do this commentary for Grave a while ago, and unfortunately, lost my voice, and then was busy, and then was sick, and then busy. And we're going to record Potential Cast in just over an hour, so I'm going to take the next 43 minutes and record a commentary for Grave. So, before I hit play, I'm just going to say I predict that Giles and Willow are going to have a super-duper awesome battle, and we're going to unfortunately see Willow get defeated. I'm pretty sure Willow will be defeated. So, if you are ready, and you have your Netflix devices prepared, feel free to cozy up, get ready, and hit play in 3, 2, 1... Hit play now.
Get nice and comfy, Slayer. I'll be back.
Previously on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
And you want to return to your former self.
Bitch is gonna see a change. You think you could just do that to me?
Oh, man. This is one.
Tara?
Buffy.
How did this...
Oh, and of course we got Giles saying previously on, because he's back now.
Yeah, she's off the wagon big time. Warren's a dead man if she finds her.
Mm-hmm. Darn right. Flayed man, like Roose Bolton.
Willow!
Wow. Can't believe they showed that again.
She killed him, and the two of you are next.
Yep.
Willow, just stop for a second.
Buffy.
Is she coming?
I don't see anything.
Hit by a truck.
I get it now. It's about the power.
Let's go. What about Willow?
I don't know about that.
No, that's why we're leaving.
There's no one in the world who has the power to stop me now.
Blast!
I'd like to test that theory.
Giles! Why are you ruining the party, Giles? Why are you being such a party pooper?
Giles.
Oh, man. Giles. Death stare.
Uh-oh. Daddy's home. I'm in wicked trouble now.
You have no idea. You have to stop what you're doing.
Oh, sorry. Can't do that.
And this is why I'm happy I'm recording both tracks, because I just had a reason to turn on my Do Not Disturb. I should not have been disturbed there. And we have that on, and we hit play.
Not finished yet.
I'm going to rewind 10 seconds so we can sync it up later. I don't want to edit, but I'm going to have to edit.
Neither am I. You have to stop what you're doing.
Oh, sorry. Can't do that.
She's so arrogant.
I'm not finished yet.
Neither am I. Stay down.
Oh.
How'd you do that?
That's borrowed power. No way is it going to be strong
enough.
I'm
here to help you.
Thanks, but I can kill a couple geeks all by myself. Hey, if you'd like to watch, and that's what you watch.
Yeah, I think she's past the point of no return right now.
Watching, butting in on things that don't concern you.
You concern me, Willow. Stay on this path and you'll wind up dead.
Willow, listen to him. I don't want to fight you anymore. I don't want to fight you either. I want to fight him.
Stay down.
No. Remember that little spat we had before you left?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When you were under the delusion that you were still relevant here?
That's harsh.
You call me a rank, arrogant amateur. Well, buckle up, Rupert.
Oh my god, she's gonna kill Giles.
Because I've turned pro.
Holy shit. I think she's gonna kill Giles. I don't know, man. This is some heavy shit. I don't know. This is not what I expect. All right, so she's either going to end up killing Giles. So whose grave is it? Is it a grave matter? Is it a very serious matter? Or is it grave as in someone's going to the grave? Anya's gonna die, right? Anya's dead? I think Anya's gonna die. Oh, I hope something happens in this episode so that I can finally declare that I was spoiled on something. Because it hasn't happened yet, and we're at the end of season 6. We'll see. I don't think it's a major plot point, but it's definitely something that we want to keep our eyes on. Oh, here we go. Back to the action.
Asmodea, bring forth.
Vincere.
What? No! No! Solo, libero!
What did you do?
Contained her and her powers within a binding field and puts her in a kind of stasis for the time. You cut your hair.
Colored my hair again. I'm blonde.
Yes, I noticed.
Hmm.
I'm very sorry about that.
This won't haunt me forever.
I came as soon as I heard.
Heard what? Which part?
Council.
Council and a clue. Not much of anything, really. No, there's an extremely powerful coven in Devon. I sense the rise of a dangerous magical force here in Sunnydale. Dark force fueled by grief.
Well,
I'd so hoped it wasn't her. And then a seer in the coven told me about Tara. That's when the coven imbued me with their powers.
Wow.
And sent you here to bring Willow down.
Buffy, what's happened here?
God. I don't even know where to start.
Well, Willow's clearly been abusing the magics.
She has. She was. And I barely even noticed. Giles, everything's just been so... Xander left Anya at the altar, and Anya's a vengeance demon again.
Surprise!
Dawn's a total klepto.
Surprise!
Money's been so tight that I've been slinging burgers at the Double Meat Palace.
Surprise.
And I've been sleeping with Spike.
Surprise. They added that in after, right?
Sorry.
What is this guy? What's his deal? Do they seriously just have Willow hanging around?
Anya. Willow. I need you, Anya. I need you to do something for me. I know what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to burst your bubble, but that mind control mojo doesn't work on vengeance demons. So why don't you just...
Stop talking and listen.
Okay.
You need to free me.
No.
You don't want to call out to them. You want to take away this binding spell.
I don't know how.
I do. Do you want me to tell you?
These Jedi mind tricks.
It's on tape.
On their mouth. The demon could eat them.
all of it. You, Sunnydale, and I was just some nutcase in L.A.
Of course, but why didn't we see it before?
Wow, she just summarized the season. Well, the part he was absent for. Are they going to sing in this episode?
Can you forgive me?
For what?
I should never have left.
Darn right.
No.
Asshole.
You were right to
leave. No.
We're just stupid.
I know you're all stupid. I should never have abandoned you.
Mm-hmm.
No. Giles, you were right about everything. It is time I was an adult.
Sometimes the most adult thing you can do is ask for help when you need it.
Now you tell me. I guess I wasn't ready before. It took a long time for that feeling to go away. The feeling that I wasn't really here. It was like when I clawed my way out of that grave.
Mm-hmm.
I left something behind. A part of me. I don't understand why I'm back.
You have a cold?
Mm.
But it was my time, Giles. Someone would have taken my place. So why? Wait. What's gonna happen to Willow?
Well, I don't know. Just hanging around. She's probably going to end up killing somebody.
I was working on a way to extract her powers without killing her. And should she survive, you ought to know, Buffy, that there's no guarantee she'll be as she was. Willow's killed a human being.
Mm-hmm.
How will she be able to live with herself?
I wouldn't worry about that.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Willow doesn't live here anymore.
What did you do to Anya? Oh, seriously? Ah! I don't like the Willow versus Anya thing. At all. Oh. Poor Buffy. Oh, lovely. No, wait a second. You're not really going to kill him.
Shame on you.
Holy shit.
Scudo!
Oh my god. So the episode should be just this.
Going? I have no idea.
What?
I don't know, okay? I can't even run away well. That's something I'm usually good at.
It is.
Maybe we should go back and help.
Yeah, because I've been such a big help already. Standing around like a monkey while Buffy gets shot. Tara's dead.
Those guys are going to escape.
Losing.
Well, feeling sorry for yourself isn't helping either, Xander, okay? You know, if Spike were here, he'd go back and fight.
Sure, if he wasn't too busy trying to rape your sister.
Ooh.
I don't believe you.
Fine.
You wouldn't do that.
Is this blind spot like a genetic trait with the Summers women?
Hmm.
The only useful thing Spike ever did was finally leave town.
Hey, what's Spike up to now?
Well, that was a bloody dawdling piece of piss. You got any more ready tests for me, Ponce?
Ponce.
I'll take anything you can.
Ponce de Leon?
If it'll get me what I need to take care of the Slayer. Give her what's coming to her. You just bring it on. Bring on the whole. Bloody hell.
Is it spiders? Ew. Oh.
Oh.
thing's going to go in your brain and burrow through there. Well, I guess it's the end of the magic box. Jeeves, that's really not cool.
Because I could stand to go another 10 rounds. Whereas, you can barely stand.
Your powers may be undeniably great. And I can still hurt you if I have to.
Boy, you just don't get it, do you? Nothing can hurt you now. This is nothing. It's all nothing.
I see.
Willow's a nihilist.
If you lose someone you love, and the other people in your life who care about you become meaningless. I wonder what Tara would say about that.
You can ask her yourself.
Holy shit. Okay. Willow's gonna kill Giles. That's not cool. Being badass and seeking revenge, that's one thing.
You're always saving everyone. It's kind of pesky.
Pesky? You're, like, losing it. Ooh, fireball time.
Probably even think you're buying escape time for Jonathan and the other one. Well, I got a little secret for you. I can kill them from anywhere I want. With this, it'll find them, it'll bury them. Along with anyone else helping those dead men walk.
Hey, no, don't stop it!
Don't. Unless somebody, somehow, can get there in time to save them. Huh. Oh well. Fly, my pretty fly. See what I did there?
Go.
Good luck.
I'm conflicted.
You're such a hypocrite. Waltzing in here with your borrowed magics. So you could tell me what? Magic's bad. Behave. Be a good girl. Well, I don't think you're in any position to be telling me what to do. Do you? I used to think you had all the answers. That I had so much to learn from you.
Willow.
Oh, man.
You were jealous. Still are. Just couldn't bear that I was the one with power. That's why you ran away.
Picasso.
That's why you...
The trick is to bounce a basketball and see how many times you can bounce
that
it, Giles.
Was rude. I forgot what I was saying.
Perhaps you're not as strong as you think you are. You're expending way too much of your mystical energies to maintain your powers. At this rate, you're going to burn out. And
blah, blah, blah.
Willow, you need to stop.
What I need is a little pick-me-up.
Oh, man. This I did not expect. Child herself from him. I'm wondering if that was his plan the whole time.
Head rush.
She won't be able to take it, and it'll be too much.
Who's your supplier? This is... Wow. It's incredible.
I'm so juiced. Giles, it's like no mortal person has ever had this much power. Ever. It's like I'm connected to everything. I can feel. It feels like I can feel everyone. Oh. Oh my God. All the emotion and the pain. No, it's too much. Oh, it's just too much.
Willow. He doesn't have to be like that. You can stop it.
Yeah. I can. I have to stop this. I'll make it go away.
Oh boy. So she's hyper empathetic, like a betazoid on steroids. Albert. And she's gonna go shut people off individually so that they don't.
Son of a bitch!
Butt wipe? I wasn't talking to you. Oh, reflex.
Man, they've really tightened security up here lately. One too many squatters from the hell now.
Hide out in the cemetery. What a fantastic idea.
Yeah, I'm working on a whole shut the hell up pitch you might like too.
Sander?
I've had just about as much as I can stand babysitting a couple of social retards who don't appreciate...
Sander!
What?
What is that?
There's a John Gruber joke in here, I think, but... Is Xander dead?
Don.
Oh, Don! That's weird, like some kind of ancient crypt with coffins poking out. That looks cool.
Mexico, huh?
That's not gonna work. Poor Anya. Betrayed her friends.
Giles. Giles!
Anya.
I'm so sorry. Willow forced me to free her with her brain. Are you okay?
I can see.
Oh. It's a miracle.
Willow. She took the magic I had and... Yeah. I know where she is. I can feel what... Oh, God.
Giles, you have to rest.
Silly girl. I'm dying.
No, you're not.
It was the only way.
thought we... there'd be a chance. Now... I know where Willow is. She's gonna finish it.
Finish what?
The work.
Mm-hmm. We're going to turn everyone off so that it doesn't bother her anymore. Well, no. It's a little rough.
Spike uses is around here. We can use it to get to his place.
That's the last place on Earth we need to be.
Oh. But it was good enough for you to take me there after what he did to you?
Oh, come on.
What he tried to do, whatever.
This is so not about you, Dawn.
So it's true.
Dawn, you may not have noticed, we are in really big trouble here.
Why did you not tell me?
Because you didn't need to know.
Yes, I do.
No.
I need to know.
You don't.
I'm not a kid anymore.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to protect you.
Well, you can't. Look around. We're trapped in here. Willow's killing and people I love keep dying. And you cannot protect me from that.
Why couldn't Willow just kill you?
Don.
Hello?
Xander.
Buffy, you okay? Where's Don?
Here. Jonathan and Andrew up there with you.
No, they must have skedaddled when I was out. Weasels.
Oh, oh dude.
Gander, you gotta find some kind of rope or something and get us out of here.
Right. Okay, I'll take a look around.
And hurry up before...
Hmm.
Holy crap.
Hello.
Anya, what are you doing here? Where's Giles?
Giles? He's still at the magic shop. Giles is back? You didn't tell me that.
Did he stop Willow?
No, and things just got a whole lot worse.
How worse?
End of the world worse. Willow's going to destroy it.
She can do that?
She can and she will when she gets to where she's going.
Where is she going?
Big old satanic temple. Kingman's Bluff?
There's no temple on Kingman's Bluff.
Well, I guess she's gonna raise it. Man, you got a three-pronged pitchfork, also known as a trident, and a pentagram?
Way up there in the hierarchy of she-demons. Her followers intended to use her effigy to destroy the world. They all died when the temple got swallowed up in the big earthquake of 32.
So now, 70 years later, Willow's going to make their dreams come true?
She's going to drain the planet's life force and funnel its energy through Posapex's effigy and burn the Earth to a cinder.
Not if I can help it.
You can't. Something else Giles said. No magic or supernatural force can stop her.
What does that mean?
Don't know. He said the Slayer can't stop her, and then he said a bunch of other stuff. He really wasn't too clear.
Anya, what did...
Look, I should get back to him. He's alone.
Is he okay?
Don't think he has a lot of time left.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Giles is dying. Dawn is annoying.
Where is that rope? Xander!
Where is he? You heard what Anya said. You heard what Giles said.
I heard. And I don't care. I have to try.
For
From the pit of forgotten shadows.
I'm not going to just sit here while Willow incinerates what I've chosen to protect. I have to stop her.
Always the slayer.
Mm-hmm.
Right to the last.
Willow?
And it is the last, you know? For all your fighting, thinking you're saving the world.
Buffy?
And in the end, I'm the only one that can save me.
By killing us?
It's the only way to stop the pain. I can't take it anymore. But I know you, Buffy. You're a warrior.
Man.
You won't go out without a fight. I don't really have time for one. But you should go out fighting.
Willow, what are you...
It was me who took you out of the Earth. Well, now... the Earth wants you back.
Oh, shit. Root, rock, mud, lobster men golems? What? Oh, nice. You don't want to be a kid? There you go. Let's see if you got it in you.
I got your back.
Oh, my God. Watch her chop her sister's head off by accident.
Once you have said, let the cleansing fires from the depths burn away the suffering souls and bring sweet death.
Seriously, man.
Giles. Giles, don't die. Not yet. There are things I want to tell you. Thanks a lot. Good of you to teleport all this way. Though in retrospect, it probably would have been better if you hadn't come and given Willow all that magic that made her like 10 times more powerful. That would have been a plus.
That would have been awesome. Giles ruined everything! Oh, poor Giles. Hey!
Hey, black-eyed girl. What you doing?
Get out of here.
Oh, no. You're not the only one with powers, you know. You may be a hopped-up Uber witch, but this carpenter can drywall you into the next century.
I'm not joking, Xander. Get out of my way. Now.
I thought she was gonna be a little bit badass. Redunk. Hey, look at her. Poking and slicing. The green laser lights are a little bit weird. Aw, man, this is bumming me out.
You can't stop this.
Yeah, I get that. It's just, where else am I gonna go? You've been my best friend my whole life. We're all gonna end. Where else would I wanna be?
Is this the master plan? You're gonna stop me by telling me you love me?
Well, I was gonna walk you off a cliff and hand you an anvil, but it seemed kind of cartoony.
Still making jokes.
I'm not joking. Mm-hmm. I know you're in pain. I can't imagine the pain you're in. And I know you're about to do something apocalyptically evil and stupid. And hey, I still want to hang. You're Willow.
Don't call me that.
The first day of kindergarten, you cried because you broke the yellow crayon. And you're too afraid to tell anyone. You've come pretty far. Ending the world, not a terrific notion. But the thing is, yeah, I love you. I love crayon breaky Willow, and I love scary veiny. So if I'm going out, it's here.
Aww.
If you want to kill the world, well, then start with me. I've earned that.
You think I won't?
It doesn't matter.
Mm.
I'll still love you.
Shut up.
I love you. I love you.
Shut up!
I love you, Willow.
Stop!
I love you.
Stop!
I'm still in some pain.
Oh. Well, why aren't you dead? Why aren't I dead?
The threat's gone. Willow's been stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You mean she's a...
No, she's alive. The magic it took from me, it did what I hoped it would do.
Oh. You dosed her. You knew she'd take your powers all along.
Well, the gift that was given me by the Coven is the true essence of magic. Willow's magic came from a place of rage and power.
And vengeance. Don't forget vengeance.
Oh, how could I? In any case, the magic she took from me tapped into a spark of humanity she had left. Helped her to feel again. Gave Xander the opportunity to reach her.
Xander?
Yes. It was he who got to her in time. He saved us all.
Aw, Buffy thinks Willow's dead.
Sorry to disappoint.
Oh, don't be a bitch. Shut the fuck up and give your big sister a hug.
Is that Happy crying?
Yes, dummy. You think I wanted the world to end?
I don't know.
Idiot.
Didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. It's okay, Buffy. No, it's okay. No. It hasn't been. It hasn't been okay. But it's gonna be now. I see it. See what? You. Things have really sucked lately. That's all gonna change. And I wanna be there when it does. I wanna see my friends happy again. I wanna see you grow up. The woman you're gonna become. Because she's gonna be beautiful. And she's gonna be powerful. I got it so wrong. I don't want to protect you from the world. I want to show it to you. There's so much that I want to show you.
So are you a real boy, or are you chipless? Did the bugs go and get your chip out of your brain?
You have endured the required trials.
Bloody right I have.
So you give me what I want. Make me what I was. She deserves.
Very well. We will return your soul.
Oh, twist. Twist. Aha. Well, well, well. I don't think I said very much. I was just kind of watching in awe and afraid and worried. That was pretty fantastico. Yeah, the thing that I was spoiled on didn't happen. So, again, it's a minor little thing. But I guess I have season 7. Guaranteed it'll happen then. Thank you for bearing with me and for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. Goodbye.
Is an old love, baby.
It's older than all our years. I have seen in strange young eyes familiar tears. We're old souls in a new life, baby. They gave us a new life to live and learn. Some time to touch old friends and still return. Our paths have crossed and parted. This love affair. And so with empty arms we must still believe. All souls last forever, so we